not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait long.
55 years ago this Tuesday, a Western, produced by an independent studio with a modest budget, opened in New York. When the theater lights dimmed and the reel began to roll, audiences heard music that would redefine film scores for decades. The opening song was also the harbinger of great changes in the motion picture business. The movie was High Noon.
Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along, near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, thought it would be my life or his. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me.
That's Tex Ritter singing Do Not Forsake Me from the film High Noon. To explain the significance of the film's score is our movie music maven, Andy Trudeau. Andy, it's so nice to see you in the summer rather than Oscar season. Welcome back.
Oh, I'm enjoying the change of pace, but we're staying on message. Both the song and the score won an Academy Award.
So, Moore, what's the big deal about this?
Well, this is a story on a lot of levels. It's a film music story. It's a business story. It's a technology story. Let's do the film music story first. There's a famous legend about this. It was shown in previews, didn't have the music underneath it. It was not doing well. Composer Dmitri Tiomkin and lyricist Ned Washington were brought in to fix the film. They came up with the idea for that narrative song that opens the beginning and lays out the plot. That wasn't unheard of. What was unusual was the way Tiomkin then melded fragments of the song into the score. He didn't do arrangements of the song, but used pieces of it to generate his musical ideas. I just want to play a really stunning short sequence that occurs towards the end of the movie. This is just before the train arrives. Everyone's on edge. We get a series of fast cuts, and the music just takes us through to the climax of the train arriving. The ticking of the clock sets it off. You'll hear fragments from the song's middle melody, Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, and then the great climax. Here it is. The clock. Now in the brass, you're going to hear the first fragments of the theme. Now we have some passage work. In this score, Tiomkin did not write for the high strings, which was also very unusual for a major Hollywood film. Brass, low strings, percussion. And flutter-tongued trumpet, which is a Tiomkin tribute. There it is. Here comes our theme again, just a little bit. Winds and percussion on this bridge passes. When the theme comes back, it's going to take us to the climax of the train arriving. At this point, you hear the train whistle. It's a powerful sequence. Actually, the visuals were edited to the music on the cut that you see in the film. This was a time of financial crisis in the film industry. There had been a series of court decisions that had stripped the major studios of their ownership of the theater chains that used to be a big source of revenue for them. So at this point, the film people are looking for some new revenue streams. And then suddenly, this song comes along and on its own becomes a big singles hit. Not ironically for Tex Ritter, but for Frankie Lane. And this is a commercial version where some of the lyrics are changed.
I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave. And I must face a man who hates me.
or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave.
Frankie Lane in 1952 singing the first commercial version of Do Not Forsake Me. It's from the film High Noon. By 1953, according to Time magazine, the song had sold almost 2 million records, Andy?
800,000 of which were due to Tex Ritter, who came out with the second commercial version. Tiomkin said afterwards he made much more money from royalties on the song than he ever got for writing the score in the first place. When this song hit the charts, light bulbs went out throughout the movie industry. Suddenly, they had a new revenue stream. They took over the music publishing business, the record business, and started to churn out these things. Plus, they had something they could use to promote the movie. So before High Noon, it was very rare for a dramatic film to have a theme song at the beginning. For the next 10 years or so afterwards, it was hard for one to come out without a theme song. I think some less kind critics have said this pretty much killed serious film music for the next decade. Now, another confluence here. The recording industry at the time this came out is undergoing a major technological change. 78s are being replaced by long-playing records. So suddenly, an industry that only needed 6 songs for an album set now needs 12 songs. So this machine was in place. This song came along. It grabbed it. And it came out in all styles. And I mean all styles. Name not unknown to Elevator Music, Ray Conniff.
And his orchestra and singers and his sound effects, people doing the clip-clops.
And the kitchen sink.
I love it. You said all styles, Andy. All styles. Another one?
Well, within 10 years of the release, this song became something of an American standard, which wasn't bad for a tune written by a Russian composer with lyrics by a Pennsylvania writer. But to prove that, it actually made it a little bit into jazz, which I would not have imagined given the nature of the melody. But there was a 1964 version by the great bluesman Joe Williams. His version omits the middle part and offers instead Joe's inimitable take on Ned Washington's lyrics.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait along, oh, wait along.
Go, go, Joe Williams.
Absolutely, 1964, the hullabaloo version.
Now, this song was an international hit, so not surprisingly, there were some foreign language versions. Now, I'm always fascinated with the process of translating American vernacular into foreign terms. It gets especially tricky when you have faux Western slang like wait along. So, a 1952 German version by a singer named Bruce Lowe. Listen to how he managed to solve that problem.
Wilder Gefahr ins Auge schauen. Brauch ich Vertrauen, nur dein Vertrauen, dann wird am Ende alles gut. Heidi-hey, heidi-ho, heidi-hey, heidi-ho.
Who would have figured the German for wait along is Heidi Hey, Heidi Ho?
And who would have thought German could be so poignant?
Now, I wanted to end this little appreciation with a return to the original film song. Those who are familiar with it would have heard some of the way the commercial song changed the lyrics. And I understand why it needed to be done, but I think something got lost in the translation. Here's the original close in the only recorded performance that I have of it with a baritone named Bob Sacker.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise when we wed. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, I can't be leaving until I shoot Frank Miller dead. Wait long. Wait alone.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. The title song from the film High Noon. Andy Trudeau has been here helping us celebrate the 55th anniversary of the release of the film High Noon, along with its score by Dmitri Tiomkin and title song by Tiomkin and lyricist Ned Washington. Who would have thought there were so many versions of that particular song? I imagine it'll stick in our minds for the rest of the day.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, anyway, you're going to be back early next year at Oscar time, and I look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.